Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. My name is Niranjana Swami. Oh, you don't have that yet. It was a name given to me 44 years ago. It was a name given to me 44 years ago.
那我得到这个名字是在44年前得到的。
When I was first accepted as a disciple of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
我44年前得到了我的灵性导师 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. 他给我了这个灵性的名字。
The name Niranjana is actually a name for Krishna.
我的名字 Niranjana 事实上是 Krishna的一个名字。
And the meaning of the name is Krishna is never contaminated by material qualities.
那这个名字的意思是那一个永远都不会受到物质污染的那个。
And my name is Niranjana Das.
而我的名字的全名是 Niranjana Das.
Das means servant.
那 Das 的意思是仆人。
So I have been designated as the servant of one who is never contaminated by material qualities. I have been designated as the servant of one who is never contaminated by material qualities.
所以我是那一个永远不会沾染任何物质属性污染的人的仆人，这是我的名字的意思。And
not that I am not contaminated by material qualities, but I am the servant of one who is not contaminated.
所以并不是说我自己是永远不受物质属性的污染，而是我是那个永远都不沾染任何的物质污染的人的。
But for me, that's a very happy designation.
Intention.
But I don't know, you're not hearing me? Is it too much echo or something? But for me, that is a very happy designation.
Intention.
Designation. Upadhi is designation. For me, that is a very happy designation to be a servant of one who is never.
对我来讲。 就是我能够成为，就是那个完全不沾染任何物质属性的人的仆人，对我来讲，这是一件非常荣耀、非常开心的事情。You
understand? Because it gives me the opportunity to become free from material qualities.
因为这给了我一个就是机会，可以帮助我，就是免除整个物质属性的污染。
Is your microphone working?
你们听得清楚我的声音吗？ 可以吗？ Hare Krishna. 你们这样子有听得比较清楚吗？ 好，那太好了。
It's working now. Yes. Okay.
Much better.
Yes, I thought there was maybe being heard. And I've been asked to come here and speak a little bit about Bhakti Yoga.
我今天被邀请来这边来跟大家谈一点关于奉爱瑜伽。
And It's getting louder. What is that noise?
好像外面有一点声音。
Upstairs. No, just no, 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 no. Ah.
隔壁房间很热闹。
Okay. Thought it was a washing machine. It's one way to get purified.
很像在行军，是不是？
So I've been asked to come here to speak a little bit about Bhakti Yoga.
所以我今天被邀请来这边跟大家谈一点关于奉爱瑜伽。
And I can say that probably one of the most significant qualifications that I may have to speak on that topic is only that I've been practicing for 45 years.
那我之所以能够在这里跟大家讲述这个奉爱瑜伽的这个主题呢，如果有些什么特殊的地方，其实就是我自己本人已经练习了这个方法有44年之久。
My mother would be proud of me.
My
mother would be proud of me. My mother would be proud of me.
妈妈她说我的妈妈会引我为荣的。
Because I finally found something I could stick with.
因为我终于找到了一种我可以坚持下去的东西。
Whereas previous to that, it was very difficult for me to find something to stick with.
在这之前呢，在我找到奉爱之前，对我来说要能够安定下来，真的不是一件容易的事情。
I figure if I'm going to speak to you this evening about Bhakti Yoga, and since you don't know me, maybe I should just give you a little something about me that may be helpful to the topic.
在我今天讲述关于奉爱的主题之前，我觉得我应该先跟大家讲一些关于我自己的事情。
I grew up in the hippie culture of the 60s in America.
我在美国的60年代，我就是在一个嬉皮的文化下，就是成长。
And growing up in that hippie culture was a culture of non-commitment to anything except the commitment to not be committed.
对，因为整个嬉皮的文化是这样子的，就是他们其实是没有办法。就是能够就是对于一样东西非常的坚定，就是所以我接受了一个就是对于任何东西他都不给予任何的承诺的一个方式。
And that was my firm commitment as a youth.
在我年少的时候，这是我的心中的信仰，就是这样，我不随便接受一样东西，我也不安定下来。
That I wouldn't let myself become committed to anything.
对，所以当时就是我不让自己就是轻易的就接受一样东西，就是定下来。
So my approach to Bhakti Yoga was not intentional.
所以当时我接触到奉爱，其实不是我刻意的去找的。
Because I was someone who liked to just experiment with many different things without becoming committed.
因为我是那种很喜欢就是到处去做实验，然后而不用对于我想要对于某样东西我给予承诺，然后要必须定下来的那样的人，我喜欢到处去了解去实验体验。
And it came to a point in my life where I decided to experiment with chanting Hare Krishna.
可是当时终于因缘使然，我来到了一个时候，我终于决定要来练习来念诵这个我们刚才所唱诵的这个 Hare Krishna Mantra.
And that happened when I was about 20 years old.
那个时候我大概是20岁左右的时候。
Yes, that makes me 65.
这样算一算你们就知道我有65岁了。
Some people say I look younger.
有人说我看起来比实际的年纪还看起来年轻。
But at that time, I was a student in university.
那个时候我是个大学生。
I was a major in engineering.
我主修工程。
Actually, I gave up my engineering major and became a liberal arts major.
那后来呢，我放弃了我的这个工程，就是这个工程的这个学习。And you gave up and
became a liberal arts major.
然后变成了一个liberal art， 就是 liberal art 怎么讲就好。
No, liberal arts.
Liberal art artist.
Yeah. What's what it's called in
liberal
the United
artist.
States? Liberal arts.
他成了一个 liberal artist. 自由反正就是自由艺术家。
No. I majored in music.
那我主修。他自己说他主修音乐。主修音乐。
With a minor in psychology.
那还有就是复修心理学。
But I didn't finish my university studies. But I did not finish my university
studies. 我没有完成我的大学的学业。
Because I didn't want to be committed.
因为我的那个样子就知道，我刚才讲，我不想要承诺，我不想要对一样东西始终的奉献。
I was a little bit rebellious, I guess you could say.
也可以说，我当时的状态真的就是有点叛逆。
And I was, it was very popular in America during the 1960s. I was definitely, well, I was committed to the Beatles. I liked their music.
当时在1960年代，当时反正那种思潮是很流行的。但是我可以说，我对披头士我还有一点就是专注，还有一点。
And I was semi-committed to music.
那我也对音乐也是特别的能够奉献出来我自己。
That's just a little bit about my past.
那这只是跟大家讲一点，就关于我过去的那个背景的，我走的道路是那样子。
And I've mentioned it only to serve as evidence that even somebody as non-committed as me can become committed to chanting Hare Krishna for 45 years.
那像一个我这样子就是这么没有办法就是对一样东西能够献身承诺的一个人，这真的是一件不可思议的，我能够念诵 Hare Krishna 长达44年，这么久，40年。
There must have been a reason for it.
那肯定有一些理由可以让我这样做到。
And I'd like to talk about that a little bit this evening.
那今天晚上我就是想跟大家来分享为什么
that what is it in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra that makes you want to keep on chanting.
为什么念诵这个 Hare Krishna mantra 会让你一个人想要继续的念诵下去？
Because I didn't think that way when I first started chanting.
其实我刚开始就是来练习念诵的时候，我并不知道会这样子。
I thought this was going to be another temporary commitment that I would give up very quickly and move on to something else.
我以为我也是像以前一样，这只是我一个暂时的一个学习，我可能很快的练习一段时间之后，我又放弃了，又转到别的方向去了。
And I didn't fully understand what was actually happening at the time when it was happening.
当这个事情发生在我自己身上的时候，事实上当时的我并不知道我自己到底发生了什么事情。
But by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, my perception of this world changed.
可是我开始念诵这个 Hare Krishna Mantra 之后，我对于整个世界的感知，我的观感完全变了。
And I wasn't in control of that change of perception. It was just happened.
这个就是事情它发生的状况，这不是我能控制的，它就是这样发生在我的身上了，我没有办法去控制它。
Now people's perceptions change.
人们的意识，人们的感知改变了，因为唱诵这个 mantra 改变了。
That's not uncommon.
这个其实不是不寻常的事情。
Sometimes people have a traumatic experience in their life.
有时候人们在他的生命中他有经历过非常巨大的种种的一种经验。
And their perception changes.
而经过了这些体验之后，他人对这个世界的感知确实改变了。
Sometimes they may have a very joyful experience in their life and their perception changes.
有些时候人们在生命中体验到一种非常非常的喜乐之后，这种很喜乐的经验之后，他 他的整个对世界的感知改变了。
Sometimes they may associate closely with somebody who has a different perception, and their perception changes.
那有时候我们跟一些跟我们的对世界的观感不一样的人跟他们联谊的时候，我们自己的我们对世界的感觉也会改变的。
There could be so many reasons for changing our perception or our view on this, of this world.
所以其实有很多的原因会让我们对这个世界的观点感知就是会有所改变。
But the perception, change of perception that happened to me was that I began to see the world from a completely different foundation.
可是让我对这个世界的观感改变观点改变的原因是因为我看世界的方式是来自于一个完全不同的基础面来看这个世界。
And I became convinced of one thing, that this world is temporary.
我非常的坚信这个物质世界它是一个短暂的存在。
And everything is always changing.
而所有的一切都无时不刻的在变动中变化。
And when I measured those changes to myself,
当我自己呢，就是在经历着这些改变的时候
，I could see that I myself was different from this world.
我可以深深的感受到我自己跟这个世界的状态，这个整个世界的变动是不一样的。
Because the very first principle of spiritual knowledge is to know the difference between matter and spirit.
因为灵性知识的最基础的原则是去厘清物质跟灵性的差异性。
Matter is temporary.
物质是短暂的。
Physical matter.
It's
temporary. It doesn't last forever.
所有这些物质性的物质的元素构成的这一切，它都不是恒持，它是短暂的。
And it goes through constant transformation.
而且这些所有的一些物质的东西，它都会经历着各种不同的变化，一直不断的变动不定。
Whereas spirit doesn't change.
可是。灵性的东西却不会改变。
Spirit is eternal.
灵性的东西是永恒的。
Sometimes when people hear that spirit is eternal, they become disappointed.
有时候人们听到灵性是永恒的，人们反而会觉得感觉到失望。
And the reason why they become disappointed is because they think that if I'm spirit and I'm eternal,And I'm going to have to live like this forever? That's disappointing.
他们失望的原因是因为他们觉得灵性是永恒的，那真的是太糟糕了。那意思是我要永远的一直在继续过这种日子啊，所以他们会害怕，会感到失望。
And when they think like that, then they start thinking, better I don't exist.
他们这么想的时候，他们觉得那最好我不要存在比较好，最好我不要存在。
Because if I have to live like this forever, I don't think I'm ready for that.
因为如果我必须这样子过一辈子的话，我可没准备好过这种日子继续过下去啊。
So they develop a particular type of impersonal conception of life.
因此他们就对于生命开始培养出一种所谓的非人格的一种观点。
Due to insufficient knowledge of what does it mean to live eternally.
因为他们对于永恒有不足够的知识，所以会落入这种非人格的看法。
This is actually described as the ABCs of spiritual life.
可事实上我们现在在谈论的这个观点其实是灵性的知识的非常基础，就是灵性知识的 ABC.
And it's very beginning of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita.
这个是所谓的那个 薄伽梵歌这部经典所讲述的非常基础的这个知识，一开始就讲的
which is to analyze the difference between matter and spirit.
一开始薄伽梵歌一开始他就在分析物质跟灵性的差异是什么。
An analysis is there in the beginning, but then gradually one begins to not only analyze it from an objective point of view, but one can begin to experience the difference as well.
那一开始告诉我们这个灵性跟物质的差异性，但是慢慢的、逐渐的，人们他会开始去借由这种分析，在生命中的体验，他去分析，他会了解的。去真的去体验这个这门知识它讲述的真理
where it becomes a subjective experience
我们会去就是臣服于我们自己所体验到的这个部分
that is spiritual knowledge which is realized
这就是所谓的灵性知识灵性知识是靠就是这种体验去觉悟来的
the Sanskrit words that are used for this is jnana which is knowledge, and vijnana, which is realized knowledge. Theoretical knowledge is jnana, vijnana is realized knowledge.
有两种知识，一种是就是叫 jnana, jnana 就是我们那种头脑的知识，用我们的感官去经验的这些分析性的这种知识，这个叫 jnana。可是有另外一种叫 vijnana, vijnana 指的是觉悟性的知识。
Just like somebody might tell me that I'm not this body.
比方说有人告诉我我不是这个身体。
And theoretically, I can understand that I'm something different from this body.
理论上来说我真的可以理解我不是这个身体能理解。
That's jnana.
这个叫做 jnana.
But vijnana means to know who I am.
可是 vijnana 觉悟性的知识是，它是去了解那我是谁。
Just like if somebody were to ask me who am I？
比方说如果有人问我说，我是谁呀
？And I were to tell you, I'm not Donald Trump.
I'm not Trump. Trump.
美国总统川普。
好，我不。我不是川普。
Thought most people know who Donald Trump is. I could say, I could give a list of so many names of people that I'm not.
那如果有人就是叫我某种我不是的名字，
And it would be true. I'm not Donald Trump.
可是那也是真的，因为我真的不是。就所谓认定的这个物质性的身份的这个人
But to know who I am not really doesn't help me to understand who am I
可是去知道我不是谁谁谁并不代表就是知道我是谁
So somebody may have told me you're not that body and yes it makes sense I'm not that body
所以就是也许有人告诉我说就是我不是这个身体可是这并不意味着我已经觉悟到我不是这个身体。
Because I can see there must be a difference between the body and the self.
因为我可以分辨出就是我这个身体跟真正的自己就是它的区别它是有区别的。
Even when I was a young child, I lost my father when I was very young, 10 years old.
我小时候我十岁的时候我就失去了我的父亲。
And people said, he's gone. Your father is gone. But I was looking at him.
人们说，你爸爸走了，可是我就看着我的爸爸在那里。
And I was trying to figure out, where's he gone?
所以我这个，我就那个时候我就在想，他说爸爸走了，那爸爸明明在这里，是什么东西走了啊？
I was told he's gone, but.
我被告知我爸爸走了。
But there must have been something different that was gone than what person I knew as my father.
所以可见的那个走的东西，走掉的爸爸走了，爸爸走了，一定跟躺在这里的这个尸体的这个爸爸 一定是有所区别，他们才会说我的爸爸走了。
What was gone?
所以到底是什么走了呢？
The soul, the spirit within the body had left the body.
所以是这个物质躯体里头的那个灵性的灵魂，他离开了这个身体，所以我们才说他走了。
Of course I didn't know that at 10 years old.
当然 我十岁大的时候，我当时是 不了解这个东西的。
But it's something that became obvious to me later in life.
可是后来在我的生命中，逐渐的我就知道了这些东西。
So theoretically, I can understand someone was gone that I loved, my father, but his body was still in front of me.
所以如果以理论上的知识来分析的话，我了解就是我所爱的爸爸他真的走了。而我本来认为的爸爸他就是躺在那里这样子，这是我的理论上我能够理解的东西。
Who was the person I loved if it wasn't that person that I was lying in front of me?
所以可见的我爱的那个人，我们说他走了，他跟躺在那里的那具尸体确实是不一样的，才会说他走了。
So spiritual knowledge means to know who I am.
所以所谓的灵性的知识是就是来教导我们，那我是谁呢？
And theoretically I can understand I'm not the body.
理论上我可以了解我不是这个身体。
But if I want to know who I am, that must be realized.
但是如果我想要知道那我是谁，那么这肯定是需要透过一种觉悟我才能够真的了解。
And that realization comes by chanting Hare Krishna.
而我们现在说的这种觉悟，它就是透过这个吟诵吟唱这个 Hare Krishna mantra.
Because the Hare Krishna mantra is a very powerful spiritual sound vibration.
因为 Hare Krishna mantra 它是一种非常有力量的灵性的声音的震荡。
It's not a mundane sound, material sound vibration.
它不是一种尘世的世俗的物质的声音。
Just like if I was thirsty,
比方说我现在口渴，
and I started chanting water, 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 water,
然后我就开始念念念说水啊水水水，一直念水。
I can keep on chanting water, but my thirst is still there.
我可以一直念着这个水水水，发出这个水的声音，可是并不能解我的渴。
Because the substance water and the name water are different.
因为水的这个东西，水本身跟这个发出的水，它的名字是不一样的。水是水，你讲水，可是水本身跟的名字是不一样的。
The name water is just simply a temporary designation for a liquid.
所谓的水只是对于那个液体的东西，它给予它一个名字，一个定义。
And it changes.
可是这个是会改变的。
Sometimes it's ice.
有时候水也会变成冰啊。
Sometimes it's steam.
有时候会变成水蒸气啊。
It goes through all these different changes.
因为这个就是物质的一种变化，它会。
Because that's the nature of the material world, the physical world. It's always changing.
这就是物质世界的状态，所有的一切它都变动不定。
But when we chant the name Krishna, it is a spiritual sound vibration.
可是当我们念诵 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候，它却是一种灵性的声音的震荡。
And because it's a spiritual sound vibration,The name Krishna and Krishna are non-different.
正因为它是灵性的声音的震荡，因此当我们发出这个 Krishna 的声音，跟 Krishna 本人竟然是没有区别的，是相同的。
And Krishna's name is pure.
而 Krishna 的名字是纯净的。
It is never contaminated by material qualities.
它绝对不会被物质的属性特质所污染。
It's also eternal.
而且也是永恒的。
And it's non-different than Krishna.
而且 这个 Krishna 的名字跟 Krishna 是无二无别的。
When one chants Krishna, then because Krishna is manifest or present in his name,
当一个人在念诵着 Krishna, 这个名字的时候，那 Krishna 他就会出现，就是显现在他的名字之中，他会展现。
Then that mantra acts in such a way to cleanse or to clear the heart.
因此他就会有力量。Krishna, 他既然会出现在他的圣灵中，他当然就会有力量可以清洗我们的心。
Just like if you have an iron rod.
比方说你有一根铁棒。
And you put that iron rod in a fire.
如果你把这根铁棒放在火里的时候。
It's iron.
它明明是铁。
But if you put it in fire, fire is hot.
可是你把铁这根铁棒你放在火上的时候，因为你跟火接触了。
And the more you keep the iron in fire, it becomes hot, hotter, hotter, red hot.
你把铁放在火上，你放的越久，它就会越热，因为火的属性就是非常的炙热。你放越久，它就会越热，越火热。
Someone may say, that's iron.
有人会说，那还是铁啊。
But I would say, no, that's fire.
可是我不这么说，它放在火堆那么久，它已经变成像火了。
Touch it.
不然的话，你摸摸看。
It burns just like fire.
你如果敢去摸那根铁棒，你就会知道说，它的属性就像火一样，它会把你烫伤的。
Why?
为什么？
Because the iron has been an association with fire.
为什么？因为铁棒接触了火，因此它得到了火的属性。
And it develops all the qualities of fire.
因此它会培养出铁接触火，因此它培养出火的特质。
Krishna's name is spiritual.
Krishna 的名字是灵性的。
And by chanting Krishna's name, what happens?
所以借由我们来念诵 Krishna 的名字，那会发生什么事情呢？
Our perception of the world changes.
我们对世界的观感整个都改变了。
And when the perception of the world changes, we begin to see things from a different perspective.
当我们对世界的观感改变的时候，我们就会从不同的角度，不同的视维，视野来看到这个世界不同的面貌。
We begin to distinguish between matter and spirit.
我们开始有办法来区分这个物质跟灵性的差异。
And by understanding the nature of spirit, we can know how to become satisfied.
借由去认识理解所谓灵性的本质，我们就开始有办法开始感受到内在的那种满足。
Because unfortunately, many people are still groping, trying to understand who am I and how can I be happy.
可惜的，不幸的是，就是人们他还是一直在寻找，他不知道，他说不知道为什么我会就是不快乐。
I remember my spiritual master once used a very simple analogy that really helped me a lot.
我记得我的灵性导师他曾经举了一个例子，他举的这个例子对我的帮助很大。
I was an engineering major.
我当时主修工程学。
The analogy was very understandable.
The analogy. 他说这个比喻是非常容易被人们所理解的。
He said, if you have a mathematical equation,
他说如果你有一个数学的这个问题。
And in the beginning of your equation, you put 2 plus 2 equals 5.
那你就说一加一，二加二等于四。
Yes, two plus two.
Two plus two
equals five.
他说等于五，二加二等于五。
Now everybody knows two plus two doesn't equal five. I hope.
可是大家都知道，二加二根本就不是等于五。
Two plus two equals four.
二加二是等于四。
But in the beginning of your equation, you put 2 plus 2, you make this little mistake, 2 plus 2 equals 5.
可是刚开始的时候，如果你算数，你说2加2等于5。
Then it may be a very, very complex equation.
那接下来呢，可能就会有很多复杂的东西，越来越复杂的数学的一些问题。
I had to work with complex equations. That's one of the reasons why I gave up being an engineering major.
这就是为什么后来我放弃了，就是继续学习我的这个工程学，因为我觉得越来越复杂了。
But if even if you have a very complex equation, the conclusion will always have to be false.
那尽管这些就是这些越来越复杂，可是那个最后的得出的这个结果呢，它可能就是错误的 false.
Because in the beginning there was a very significant error.
问题是在于哪里？因为一开始就错了，知道吗？因为一开始就算错了，二加二是等于四，可是变成二加二等于五，所以。问题如果衍生越来越复杂之后，因为你一开始就错了，所以最后的结果它必然是错误的。
So he used this analogy to help me understand the nature of modern society.
所以我的灵性导师举这个例子，是来帮助我了解这个整个物质的这个现代的世界到底发生了什么状况，为什么会变成这样。
He said we may have a very, very complex modern society.
他说啊，我们有一个很复杂的现代的科学。
And he said that,
现代的社会。
He said that 45 years ago. Imagine looking at society today.
当时他看到的复杂的这个现代的那个所谓现代的世界是在45年前。可是现在呢，经过了45年，可以想见就更加的复杂。
So he said, even if a society is very complex.
他说即便当时的 社会是那么的复杂。
If in the beginning we base the society on a significant error.
可是如果一开始我们是以一个非常就是重要的一个论基点来谈的话。
Error, mistake.
对不起，如果是有一个重大的一个重大的错误的话。Yes.
The conclusion will have to be false.
如果一开始就犯了一个重大的错误，那么到最后的结论肯定是错误的。
Because to base the whole human society on the error that I am this body is a mistake.
因为整个的物质的现代的社会，他们完全是基于一个错误的概念，就是说我是这个身体，所以后来才会演变成这种复杂、这种错误的状态。
Because it can't satisfy the need of the self.
为什么呢？因为就是因为这个错误，人们苦苦追寻，没有办法满足自己，就因为这样而没有办法在内在找到那个满足。
The more complex it becomes, the more difficult it becomes.
当世界变得越来越复杂的时候，你会发现，就是真的也是情况就变得越来越困难。
To find peace.
越来越难找到那么一方的平静。
That escapable experience called peace.
那个真的要找到那个平静啊，真的是非常的困难，好像是要逃离这个世界的那种状态。
Everybody wants it.
每个人都渴求这种平静。
But it's so evasive, it's so hard to find it.
但是却是那么的遥远，那么的困难。
And my spiritual master gave that simple analogy.
而我的灵性导师只是给了一个这么简单的比喻。
And although it's so simple, it was profound.
尽管它是那么的简单，可是它的意义是那么的深远。
That there has to be more to living in human society than to just satisfy and gratify the needs of the body.
其实人的生命呢？肯定有更深的意义存在的，除了只是满足我们这个身体的需求，去满足这个躯体的享乐的感觉之外，肯定有更重大的意义存在。
My spiritual master gave another simple analogy.
我的灵性导师又教我另外一个例子来教导我。
About the person who had a bird in a golden bird cage.
这个例子是，就是有一个人，他有一个这个金鸟笼。
Every morning, he would wake up and polish the cage.
他这个人呢，每天早上起来，他 他就去擦亮他的鸟笼。
Because he considered the cage to be so valuable, it was gold.
因为他看到他的金鸟笼是太珍贵了，太有价值的，是金子的金鸟笼。
So his morning duty, every morning to get up and pull out the polish and polish the cage.
所以他每天一清早起来，就是把这个鸟笼给不断的擦拭它，让它擦得亮晶晶的。
Beautiful cage.
这个鸟笼看起来美极了。
Effulgent cage.
都在散发着光芒呢。
Kept so nicely.
那么好的被保存着这个金鸟笼。
But in a short time there was a dead bird.
但是不久之后，那里面的鸟就死了。
Because simply to polish the cage and not feed the bird is missing something very important.
因为一个人如果只是一直照顾他的鸟笼，可是他却忽略了最重要的，要去喂食这只鸟的话，那么他把最重要的事情给错失掉了，这个鸟笼就变得没有任何意义了。
If we live our life simply to polish the cage and don't feed the bird will die.
如果我们的一生只是一直在照顾这个外在的鸟笼，而一直都不去注意里面的那只鸟的话，那么我们的生命是要做什么呢？都浪费掉了。
And in this case, the bird means the self, I.
而这只鸟代表着什么呢？就代表着真正的我们，真正的自己。
The person who goes on to exist when all these changes of the body are going on.
就是这个鸟就代表着真正的我们，就是在身体里头，在我们的物质身体里头一直在经历着我们生命中的种种的一切因缘的变化的这个内在的自己。其实这个鸟就是来比喻这个我们真实的自己。
But I am the same person.
尽管我经历了这么多的改变，可是我始终是同一个人。
And just observing all the changes that are happening to the body.
我们去观察发生在我们自己身体的所有的一切变化。
Spiritual knowledge means to know how to satisfy the I.
所谓的灵性知识意味着要学习怎么去满足真正的我，真正的自己。
To know what I need.
去了解我到底需要什么。
And not just what this body needs.
而不是只是去一直在想着我的身体需要什么。
I need something too.
我需要一点什么。
And I'm not this body.
我不是这个身体。
Who am I?
那我是谁呀？
This knowledge is what's gradually revealed by chanting Hare Krishna.
而我现在在讲的所有的这些灵性的知识，就随着我们念诵这个 Hare Krishna mantra， 就逐渐的被揭示出来。
It's not an academic achievement.
其实这不是所谓的学术的成就。
It's not simply a matter of going to the university and getting a degree in spiritual knowledge.
所以所谓的灵性的知识，不是说我们在学校里面去得到了什么学位的这种东西。
My spiritual master also once told one other story, and I am here with this story.
我的灵性导师呢，还曾经讲了一个这样的故事。
It is about a story about the boatman and the scholar.
那这个故事是关于一个船夫跟一个学者的一个故事。
In India.When they wanted to cross the river, especially in the old days, there were many people. They would stay on one side of the river with a boat, simple boat.
在印度呢是这样子的，就是人们啊，就是有时候就是必须要渡船到另外一方去，然后就会有很多人在岸边，就是等候，就是搭这个船。那他们的船是非常简陋的那种船。
And they would carry people.Across from one side to the other side, back and forth all day long.
尽管是这么简单的船，它还是每天都承载着这些这个乘客，就是这样往返，就是两边渡河。
That's how they would earn their living. That's how they would earn their livelihood.
这就是他们就是挣钱的方式。
And even today, you'll find many simple boatmen along the banks of the Ganges River.
到现在在恒河岸边我们还是看得到有很多这样子的船夫他们就靠这样来维生。
So one day, this boatman was waiting for someone to come, and a scholar entered his boat.
那有一天呢，这个船夫呢，他也在等候着他的乘客上门来，然后就来了一个学者要坐他的船。
And the scholar was very proud of his scholastic abilities.
那这个船那个这个学者呢，哇，他很以他的就是学识，他的学位为傲。
And he started talking to the boatman about very high academic knowledge.
然后他在乘船的时候，他就跟船夫聊天，哇，他就很得意的，洋洋得意的跟这个船夫就是讲述他所知道的种种的各门的学科的知识。
He was observing some of the life forms in the water and began asking the boatman if he knew about these different life forms. He was observed, the scholar was looking, observing some life forms in the water and asked the boatman if he knew the details about these different
things. 然后那个学者呢，他看着那个水里面啊的水生物啊，他就说啊，他就跟那个船夫讲，哎，你知道吗？这个水生物啊怎么样？他就是要炫耀他所知道的这些知识，这样。
And he started speaking about them in very technical terms.
哇，他就开始了，就开始讲一些非常学术的名词跟船夫讲，这样。
But the boatman never heard such technical terms before.
可是这个船夫呢，从来都没有听过，哇，有人这么有学问的讲述这些知道水生物的这些名词。
And he asked, "My dear boatman, don't you know anything about zoology?"
然后他就跟问这个船夫讲说，哈。难道你不懂这个什么，就是这个所谓的生物学这种东西吗？
The boatman said no.
那这个船夫说，船夫就说，我不知道啊。
The scholar said, "Oh, 25% of your life is wasted."
他说，啊，你不知道哦，好，那你生命中的那个25%也就浪费掉了。
Then the scholar started observing the weather patterns in the sky.
然后那个学者呢，又开始看着哇，天空中你知道吗？那种天气的那种种种的变化，这样。
And started speaking very technically about meteorology.
哇，然后他就开始又开始了这个大学者的架势，他又开始讲述关于气候方面的那种他的那种专业的那种名词，又开始讲跟那个船夫说。
The boatman was just continuing rowing the boat across the river.
可是这个船夫呢，就很老实的，就是做他的本分的事情，就是还继续的划桨要渡船。
Listening to the scholar，
就听着这个学者好在讲述。
But the scholar could see the boatman didn't understand what he was talking about。
那学者，这个学者他也看得出来，这个船夫事实上他根本就听不懂他在讲什么啊。
Said my dear boatman, don't you know anything about meteorology？
他说我亲爱的船夫，难道你不知道这个所谓的这个专有的名词 meteorology，
meteorology
这个关于气候方面的一门学科。
The boatman said, "No, I don't."
那船夫说，我是不知道，不懂。
The scholar said, "Oh, 50% of your life has been wasted."
他说，哈，这个你也不知道，那你生命的50%都浪费掉了。
So they were continuing across the river.
又继续渡河啊。
And the scholar started to note that.The cloud formation started to change into a big thunderstorm.
然后这个学者看得到，哇，天空那个云朵啊，知道吗？那看起来，哇，好像是要下那种超级的，知道吗？那种风暴的那种云朵已经来了。
And it was very quickly approaching.
而且那朵云啊，就很快速的，就是接近他们。
And it was so unexpected that it appeared to the boatman that.He wasn't going to be able to even continue the journey to the other side of the river.
那这个船夫呢？就是他还是就是继续的，就是要就是划桨要赶快渡河到岸边去。
So all of a sudden, the clouds came, the rain came, the wind came.
然后就在那个不预期的状态下，突然这朵云出现了，暴风出现的，雨出现的，雷电交加，所有的这些同时瞬间狂风大作，狂风骤雨。
The boat was filling up with water, The boat was filling up with water. The boat was filling up with water.
Filling up. 那个整个船呢就开始知道吗就是淹水的水就开始淹到这个船上来。
And the boatman said to the scholar, said, my dear scholar, it doesn't seem we're going to make it to the other side.
然后就是那个船夫就问这个学者呢那既然就淹水他说那你知道你怎么到那个岸边去吗你知道怎么去吗
We're going to have to swim to the other side.
你知道我们要怎么过去吗？我们要游过去，游泳过去。
You do know how to swim, don't you?
他说你不会游泳是吧？他说你是不是不会游泳啊
？And the scholar said, "No, I don't know how to swim."
哇，那个学者啊，他说，糟糕，我不知道怎么游泳啊。
And the boatman said, "Well, 100% of your life has been wasted."
然后那个船夫就跟这个大学者讲说啊你不会游泳那你100%的生命就玩完了。
So my spiritual master told this story that academic knowledge isn't everything.
所以我的灵性导师告诉我这个故事来教导我知道吗所谓的人们自以为傲的学术性的知识当你在遇到这种生死大事的时候，它完全帮不上忙。
If one wants to know the self, it's not simply by mere academic knowledge that one can know.
一个人绝对不是靠所谓的物质的文凭，他可以来知道我是谁的。
So, I observed in my beginning years when I first started chanting Hare Krishna.
那我观察了，就是我开始今天就是来到这边开始在唱诵 Hare Krishna mantra 的时候
，that a very fundamental change in consciousness manifested within myself。
那就是我感觉到在唱诵 Hare Krishna 的 mantra 的时候，我自己的整个意识状态有非常明显的转变。
Which has given me the opportunity to see the world from a different perspective.
它给了我真的看待这个世界全然不同的视野观点。
And which has also given me an opportunity to better understand who I am.
它也帮助我能够更好的去认识我自己，我是谁。
And how I can feel satisfied.
而且就是也帮助我去了解我怎么样才能够让自己真正的感到满足
by a separate endeavor than simply satisfying the demands of the body
而不是只是把我的生命一直用来就是致力于只是想要满足我这个外在的躯壳的需要
and that has all been revealed to me by chanting Hare Krishna
所有的这一切都因为我一直不断地在念诵这个 Hare Krishna mantra 所有的这些知识就慢慢地向我揭示了
And because it became so satisfying to me
因为我的体验是我感觉到那么的满足
I'm still chanting after 45 years
因此尽管经过了45年我依然继续地唱诵着念诵着这个 Hare Krishna mantra
It's really my only credit
这个真的是就是我这真的是我的就是得到的这个功德力量
That I've been able to continue chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra for 45 years
这个真的是经过了45年之后我还能够继续的在念诵这个 Hare Krishna Mantra
Then it was better than the Beatles
那我比那个披头士的来得好
Of course so much so that George Harrison even took to it himself to
对啊，像披头士他们，对他们来说，他们可能还有很离这个还有很远的道路。
In fact, I got a letter from George Harrison, 1995. He wrote a letter to me.
大概1995年吧，那个时候，那个披头士 George Harrison 当时的年代。
Somebody recently found out that I had a letter from George Harrison. He was ready to give me anything for it. A lawyer that was working for us recently found out that I had a letter from George Harrison and he was ready to drop his price for that letter.
最近有人就是
Sorry, never mind. It's not important.
How much was he ready to drop his price? I told him I wasn't going to give it up. I couldn't find it. That's the problem. I have to go back and look for it somewhere in my files. Sorry, not a problem. But he was chanting Hare Krishna too.
George Harrison, 披头士的 George Harrison, 他也念诵 Hare Krishna mantra.
And actually right around the same time, with his album All Things Must Pass.
差不多那个时候就是 Maharaj 跟他这个老师跟他也是在同一个那个年代的时候。
That was actually the exact same time when I started chanting Hare Krishna.
他那个时候也是老师跟他差不多是在同年代的时候开始念诵这个 Hare Krishna mantra.
So, thank you for listening to my little stories.
谢谢大家来听我跟你们讲述这些小故事。
And I invite you to, we have about 10 more minutes. I invite you to, if you'd like to, chant a little Hare Krishna with us together, and we'll end here.
那现在呢，我想要邀请大家来，就是跟我一起来唱诵这个 Hare Krishna mantra。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.